This is a course in miracles. It's a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum about what you want to teach. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. Listen, it does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Here's this course. We can sum it up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God.
I've never known. You smile, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven.
Listen. Listen. Listen to this call. Listen. 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 Listen, this world, this universe. Listen to this call. All of you out there, wherever or whenever you think you are, you're invited to this gathering. It's a celebration of the homecoming of the teachers of God. You are one of us, as we are one together. And we invite you to the miraculous advent of the reunion of your mind with the mind of God. You listen with me, you've come a long way. You're very much closer to the end of all of this time episode than you realize. Listen, now is the time at last to free yourself from this chaotic world of loneliness and death and pain and all of the things that go with the idea of this continuum of time. It's a world that was constructed by your own nightmare of self-identity within the sequence of time in which you find yourself. Listen, It was only a meaningless place. A meaningless place that justified your continuing need of self-sacrifice and annihilation. And you have been using it in order to verify and sustain your apparent existence. And now, at last, it has become intolerable to you in the idea of the reflection of your life. Come then, be free of this burden of fear and self-doubt that you thought was a necessary and inescapable part of your existence in space-time. You come, free yourself that the world may be free. Come now to this celebration. You, who are heavily laden with the idea of conceptual idea of identity, you're going to be invited in just a moment from the sound that you're getting now to experience the incomparable healing energy of love that is emanating from this ever-expanding circle of atonement. It is formed with teachers of God through their uncompromising commitment to and the recognition of a miraculous, spontaneous transformation and illumination of their individual minds and bodies. You listen carefully. Stay watchful for the love that is all about you. Come on. Lay aside the grievance of your old pitifully fearful, helpless self. Listen, you're entering into a brand new, yet very ancient and very old, rapidly accelerating continuum of time in which you will recognize yourself as a perfect creation of God. Listen, it's important to remember as you enter this new continuum that it is totally impossible for you to meet anyone that you don't know anywhere in time within this continuum. The guys who intend to celebrate with you at this end of time gathering are sharing a continuing experience of the grace of God. And they're at last subjects in the drama of a story of your ongoing temporal reality. You know everyone that's here, and you know them well. For indeed, in whatever form they may appear, they retain for you every loving thought and deed that you have shared since time began. All of them are vital images contained in the miracle of your own individual, personal rebirth and resurrection. Remember, too, that this old world of desolation and separation that you have up until this time shared with them is over. And all of these fanciful images in your mutual memories of death that emanate from your momentary incursion into this world are all over and gone. And in fact, were over and gone a very long time ago. They are only the history of a mistake long since passed away and forgotten. Release them now, won't you, from the bondage of time and space that has been fearfully fantasized by your own meaningless temporal identity of yourself, and watch them spring to light with you as you fulfill an inevitable revolutionary metamorphosis of your own human identity to the singular universal mind of eternal creating reality. Welcome home. Listen, welcome from a journey that went nowhere and in reality took no time at all. For in truth, you have never left your home in heaven. Let's enter graciously into this borderland between time and eternity with forgiveness and love in your heart, that you may experience a miraculous certainty that you are still only and have always been the perfect, eternal joy and happiness that is the creating mind of God. Look then, look at the light, see this light all about you, and you declare with me how welcome you are to be home. and how certain you are in that welcoming of the idea of yourself with that identity.
If your heart is in your dream, no request is to extreme.
12 minutes. 12 minutes. We set sequences of time in which the identity of the physicalness of you in the surrounding elements of what we're attempting to do here can be manifest in particulars of the idea that time itself, all right, is a purposeful event within the idea of the decisions that you're making. Now there's 10 minutes. Yeah, now it's going to be 10 minutes, all right. 10 minutes in the idea of an alternative that's contained within your own mind. Yes, I'm glad you're here. Here, look with me about the idea of the possibility that that energy in relationship with what you think you are in reflections of light is only a demonstration of a moment within a continuum of space-time, all right, that you've now admitted is changing all the time. See, look with me. These are simply reflections of light, of purposeful identity, of how I have decided to appear within this sequence of time and offer you a solution that's going to be in your own mind. Here. Is this okay? There's a 9 minutes. You listen with me. Time is completely relative to what you think is passing. I think the last statistic that we have would be of interest to you, and I'll read it to you in just a moment, that the universe that you see in correspondence with yourself is about 14,000 million years old. Interesting idea. Now it's 8 minutes old. Now it's 12 minutes old. Now it's a distance between the relative idea of the conversion of the visionary identity that I have seen as a purpose why I am appearing here in a different continuum of time from the one that previously identified you. Yes, I'm what you term a teacher from a different continuum of time. And you have taken with me an idea of a rapid conversion in a celebration that you heard the call. From the time of the idea represented in what you term space-time, that the figure that looks to you as though it's a geographic idea of a location surrounded by light within the time frame, could be anything except a reflection of the limitation of light that you impose on it, are very obvious to you. Do you see why? If you can hear a call, okay, look with me, that's going on out in the universe. Come on now. You know perfectly well that there are billions of stars and billions of galaxies, and that the momentary reflection of light that caused you here within that sequence to believe that relatively there's a distance in your objective association of mind between you and this objective association of your mind. All right. Or what we term, remember when we did, I think we called it in the experiment of science, Heisenberg, the idea of a consciousness mind, of the uncertainty principle. Now, the manner in which you have decided to entertain the idea of that experiment, I remember when we did it. Remember? Here it is. Remember when I showed up here a week ago and increased the frequencies of the identity of yourself and attempted to demonstrate to you that while I could observe you in this occupation of my mind, very obviously, in the observation of you in my mind, I am going to get a reflection of light that's different from your observation both of me and of the contingencies by which you organize uncertainty within the universal mind that constitutes your reality. And I think I read you a little bit about the Heisenberg uncertainty. Now, here's the problem that you've had that I'm no longer going to allow you to entertain in the call that you just received from me. Here we go. The reflection of light that I am offering you will contain all of the elements that are necessary in order to surround yourself with converting agencies of light, if you let them. There you are, much better, much better. Look at light as a frame of time in a comparison with the idea of dark, what you call darkness, that is, or lack of the entirety of creative reality as light. And it will let you see that the light that is now penetrating into your idea of the conversion of yourself will give you better glimpses within the illusion of the matrix of light energy that constitutes what you think you are, all right? And suddenly there's a better reflection of light. Here, come on. Good for you. You asked me to set up a continuum of time in which a better reflection of light would be available to you and that you'd be able to see it in a better reflection of ourself. Are these the principles of the concepts of yourself that you hold as you examine the certainty of self-identity? Come on. Are you identifying yourself as the self? Does the question begin to arise within your own mindfulness? Who am I? How did I get here? What am I doing here? Yes. Now, the practice that we're using in the idea of not being certain of who we are simply confirmation that at any moment we never can be certain. There. Now, can you see who's standing right here with us? Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Now, are you interested in the idea that there's a new continuum of time in which we can view ourselves in a different perspective of the light energy that appears to be emanating from the physicalness of our mind identity? You see that? The reflections of light that have identified you as what you call Homo sapien, the idea of a body formulation, are certainly not more, by your definition of time, than about, what do you term, 40,000 years? About 40,000 years, what you call a single little planet going around a single little sun, or when you know perfectly well that there are billions of stars and billions of galaxies, and somewhere within the frame, there has penetrated into you a light frequency of time where you're beginning to recognize someone who previously was a conflict of your own mind in the admission that the reflection that you're getting from the idea of the illumination of your mind will set up a new parameter of time for you, if you let it. All right? Will you listen with me just for a moment about this? Let's look. You can do this. Can you feel this? Yeah. Are you in a body form? Sure. Are you getting a reflection of light within that body form? Are you only about 40,000 years old? Sure. I don't know how you measure 40,000 years. So we take a look at a statistic in the idea formulated by you of a universe and the time that's passing in a relative examination of yourself, of yourself, of yourself. Listen with me. The only possibility that you will ever have an experience of anything except the immediacy of the certainty of the love that you're feeling now for me is going to be now. Can you say to me, now? See, I'm using a camera reflection of light that is in a relative distance of time, without the necessity, even at the speed of light, to acknowledge anything except we are establishing the immediacy of a past and future relationship in our mind that would let us see this here and now. The evidence of the idea of a new continuum of time in the strictures by which you previously held yourself in the bondage of this time. Okay, the freedom, my goodness sake, I only have 2 minutes left. Is that relative to my idea of time? Oh, yeah. Oh, relatively, I'm going to have to adjust it now to 6 minutes to a 9 frequency. Listen with me, you can hear this. The idea that you set up consciousnesses within your own mind to identify the relative distance that we have in time are the capacity. This is, you call this mathematics. Shall I teach just for a moment? You call this the distance relatively between the idea of a sequence here and a sequence here that then finds correspondence in the idea of the consciousness of your mind that is relative to the idea of a procedure that rather than simply adding, all right, the idea of, let's just say that you're using consciousness in multiplication. This is 3, all right? This is the idea of 3. You do this by the time you're about 6 years old. This is 3, okay? This is 6. 3 and 6, okay, can be added together in the consciousness of your mind. This is an amazing achievement. What you're saying, in effect, is I recognize a relative idea of associations of 3 in the relative idea of an association of 6, and that I'm capable within my own mind of organizing a relative distance between them that gives me the idea that they'll add up to, what, 9? You see that? Now, I can use the idea of 6, or I can use a continuation of the idea of what I want, the relative idea. Here's the importance of this. The importance is not in what the relative idea of 3 and 6 are, because I am showing you a manner in the conversion of your mind. Say to me, multiply.
Multiply.
Yes. Now, obviously, the idea of the consciousness capacity to multiply in your mind, while they are ideas of addition, are capacities to take individual references and recognize them within the Heisenberg uncertainty principle and the uncertainty of a correspondence of what appears to be another dimensional association. This is called quantum entanglement, what I love to teach. Are you hearing me? Now, here's the idea of the enjoyment. By the time when you're very young, you evolve the capacity to think within your own idea of space-time. Do you see that? So that relatively, in a relative idea of time, I use a symbolization of distinction by which I can identify myself in the action of my power to make a decision. What's a relative idea that you've been called from out of time? It's a relative idea that the distance that represents the possibility of multiplication outside of myself, which is what addition really is, can be added or subtracted or multiply or divided, and all of the processes of the idea of the activity of my mind are actually not about the deeds, all right, that are accomplished in identities of this or this. Are you listening with me now? Would you listen to the call? But the action of my mind in relative ideas of what I want to be true. Now, let's say that I've set up this camera and it is taking pictures of threes. All right? It's a replication of the idea of formulation of the power of my mind to observe a relative idea. This camera here is taking pictures of sixes, okay? A multiple, all right? Now, the relative distance between three and six will be very obvious to you because it represents this as three ideas and this is six. Listen, but we are performing in this act of increase in frequencies of light consciousness are simply the utilization of the power of our individual mind, and now I'm looking directly at you, to make a decision concerning the outcome that I want with the power of my mind, to decide that while I may multiply an infinite number of identities, the actual action of my mind, this is, I think you used to term it a miracle, the actual relative idea of the power of your mind to make a decision to suddenly be here within an emanation of your consciousness of self and then not be here in a moment are what we call the quantum uncertainty principle. I'm going to leave you for a moment. In that sequence of time, which is now surrounded by light, you are expected to be occupied with the idea of coming here, being here, and leaving. Did somebody call to you? You don't know where that call came from, but one thing for sure, you're tired of the relative idea of threes and sixes, because when you add them up, they become multiplication of duplicity that then surrounds you with ideas of thoughts that you have about yourself. But we're sharing, obviously, in the universe and the idea of life consciousness, that there's only going to be one mind. That is, the universe that we're looking at is one mindfulness, one idea of identity. And while we can be separated in what we call space-time and multiply it innumerably time, the simple fact of the matter is when we light come into our frame, rather than just being mindful of our body identity, we see that surrounding us are light reflections that do no longer captive us in the idea of extending light out to you, like I just did. And I saw you out there. How far did we journey out? About 186,000 miles. See, the reflection of light is always relative to the idea of what appears to be the distance between us. Since space-time represents the idea of space, which is actually only a moment in time, the moment that I saw you was this moment. The moment that I saw you was this moment. The moment that I've seen is this moment.
Sang in Berkeley Square. that lingered over London town. Poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Remember the invitation to the great experiment that's going on? Let's look and see if the religion of your nature and the philosophy of your being can be integrated through the science of your mind into the brilliantly fearless new reality that is your evolutionary destiny. Once again, you remember that it is impossible that anything that is happening to you is by accident. You may very simply say, this is the time I have chosen to awaken, and it will be true and will always have been true within the location both of the time that you're in and in the space that you occupy. Listen with me. All around you are the teachers that you have chosen to assist and accelerate the necessary confrontation of your own objective self-identity in the whole eternal, perfectly creating universal mind that surrounds you so that you may undergo your own inevitable experience of resurrection and enlightenment that you are actually performing in time. You listen. What you've been afraid of and denying through your own possessive fear is your own illumination of light. Look, you are returning to God's mind through the memory of your transformation from a temporal being within space-time to the reality of eternal life right here and right now. Is the time of your passage from death, from the idea of a sequence of time to life. Look, here we go. This is a teaching of an initiation of your mind in the fearful moment in which you thought you were going to lose all of your ideas of space-time within your determination of an individual mind to come to its own whole universal self. It is a transition. It's a transitional passage from time to eternity from this apparent nightmare of separation to the remembrance that you, right now, I'm speaking to you, are as perfect as God created you in the singularity of your mind. It is accomplished through a bright reassociation of your individual perceptual self-identity. Here it is. This is your awakening, and every obstacle that peace and love must flow across is surmounted in exactly the same way. And the fear that raised it yields to the love beyond, so that the fear is gone. And the idea, here we are, the idea that you were fearful of that identity of yourself only lasted for that moment. Shall we teach just for a moment about the new continuum of time in which you're finding yourself? This is the fundamental idea of the loss of fear of yourself in space-time. Here's why. If you are in an objective identity of your self-identity, with a confession that you don't know who you are, why you're here, or what you're doing, you will be a definition of what fear is. In other words, fear is the simple idea that in the momentary location of yourself, as separate from the entirety of what you cannot not be, all of time, would be the idea that you're afraid within that sequence. What have we learned in the conceptual idea? That while you may continue to construct within your mind the idea of this universe that appears to be out there, the simple process of recognizing a self-responsibility within the thought of your own mind cannot not be the solution, very simply because the thought or the idea of life is the simple admission that there's going to be one life, and that you're going to share with the idea of your wholeness, regardless of how persistent you are in the idea that you and I may love within a framework of separation of ourself, all right? And share ideas of sequential time that can last for, what was the term we used, 40,000 years? That is, the moment that there appeared within my mind the recognition of an alternative, and this is the whole idea of a body formulation, the thought of that body formulation represented perhaps the 40,000 years in which I'm attempting, you call this the evolutionary process of the body form. You look with me. My interest in you, if we're going to proceed with this, and we're determining now within this quantum idea. Remember the idea of the uncertainty of who you are? Here's the problem that you have that you must progress to in the idea of the conversion of the activity of a new continuum of time. Just for a moment, okay, you have to look at your fear. Say to me, will you practice? Say to me, I'm afraid you're right.
I'm afraid you're right.
Well, of course you're afraid I'm right. Because if I'm right about the idea that there's a whole universe out there that is not disconnected from your idea of yourself, the idea, what do they call this and this, the teleportation, are nothing but the immediacy, and now I'm using a reflection of this light, that at any moment I may make another appearance of myself in what appears to be my body formulation. They call me a teacher. I'm an advanced teacher of a momentary association of mindfulness that cannot not be who you are. Since the truth of the matter is, since we're using the same energy of correspondence, and I'm using energy in the sense of the conversion of the former darkness of yourself to the light of you. Do you see this with me? That is, the idea of converting the idea of the darkness within the space-time location that you are, have set up frequencies. Hey, will you practice just a moment with me? Say, you want to practice lightness and darkness? Say, I'm afraid of the light.
I'm afraid of the light.
Of course you're afraid of the light. The manner in which you manifest yourself in Homo sapien is so limited in the frequencies of the idea of reflection of light that finally you begin to look and you say, why is it that I see a universe there with billions of stars and billions of galaxies, not just relatively the idea? Shall we do some quotes about what you believe is the idea of the relative idea of the universe in which you attempt to subtract yourself? Obviously, if the idea of objective reality is all-inclusive, the manner in which you persist in locating yourself within a dark form is very simply what fear is. Fear is the idea that the universe is only about 14,000 million years old. Now, the idea that I am occupying a body association in a sequence of the conversion of the formulation of my mind are indications that I have set up parameters. Obviously, if you look at it with me, you know perfectly well that the place that you're occupying is just an illusion of the reflection of your own mind. Now, what you've allowed to occur in what we call raising the frequency of time are ideas that a new process of conversion is allowing to happen, even though for perhaps at that moment you were afraid of it. Let's take a real close look real quickly at the idea of a drama of your fear of the darkness. Come on now. You're going to have to come into a place where just for a moment, you apparently don't know who you are, why you're here, or what you're doing. That's the simple truth of the matter, because you simply expanded outward and were gone. But the idea of fear is the idea of the retention of yourself within that location of time. And the idea of the immediacy of it are representing to you ideas of exposure of reflections of light. Here I am now, and I'm suddenly appearing within a range within your own concept, representing a figure that you recognize in your mind as a correspondence with who you think I am. What surprises me is that as you begin to admit to the direction you have given me, in the idea that there's a whole universe out there, it becomes increasingly evident that we set up parameters of light association within single stars, within single moments of quantum ideas of self-location, and limit ourselves in our own mind to that idea. Listen carefully with me now. This is the step that is necessary in the idea of quantum, the idea of the conversion of light without regard to the distance that previously represented the idea of darkness, because you are converting the darkness to light. You are converting the idea of the location of your human consciousness being, that is who you are in a frame of time. Okay. And my request to you would be, as I look at you, I obviously can't see you. There's no possibility I can see you. You are within your own frame of darkness. I show you recognize in your frame of moments of time communication that is relative within the idea that the passage of time, okay, is relative to the ideas of the increase in frequencies of distances that represent ideas that I have about myself. Here's the difficulty. The application of the idea of the thought process. Say to me, I'm myself.
I'm myself.
You like the Latin derivative? Cogito ergo sum. Okay, I think. therefore I am. Is that true? Are you thinking right now? Are you who you think you are within the parameter? Of course. That idea is not where your problem lies. Your problem lies that in the association then of the memory that you have about yourself from the past, all right, you project for fear of the loss of it in the idea of the logistics of time and live within a frame that and obviously represents your past and your future idea within what you constitute as moments of time, although they are directions of the conversion of your mind. All right? Shall I teach just for a moment? Can you see this with me? You've been repeating in your mind the same idea. Remember when we held up the clock? Remember when I showed you? Should we do it just a moment again? Oh my goodness, it's 9:15. What does 9:15 mean? Well, it means whatever you want it to mean in the relative idea of your association of correspondent. Let's say in this case, it's the distance in which the Earth appears to go around one single little sun, and you're identified with the procedure of your mind, and you live for a sequence of 646 years, that's the approximate age. And it becomes relative, the idea of past and future association, without the simple admission that if there is an idea of space-time within your mind, what difference would it make whether it's contained within a continuum of any distance, all right, if relatively you have included yourself in with what you think you are? This is why it's called A Course in Miracles. Do you see this with me? This is why the enjoyment that you're beginning to experience are going to make you very happy. Are you happy to hear this? Are you happy to hear this? Did you see that right there? Now, I know that you're going to measure me, and you're going to say, well, I remember you from back in 2600 before the birth of Christ. I remember you in a relative idea of the containment of the consciousness of myself in a body identity. Good, good. All I want you to see with me in the relative idea of association of time is the immediacy of coming in to the here. And now, there you did it. Now, look with me. This is going to be the only time there is. And this is what you've been afraid of. Shall we share why? It's a moment of complete darkness. It's a moment of a relative idea of the loss of the protection that you manifest in the idea of this galactic association that you could for you, that you find yourself in. All right? And this is a new continuum of time. A new continuum of time. An idea of a moment where you were previously fearful, but where you have simply said, I don't know where I am or what I'm doing or why I'm here. I'm told that I'm dreaming. I'm told that they have set up a fabric of the idea of time in which I remain in dim reflections of light. But if I lose myself, I'll be out in the universe. What I need and want are moments of exchange where in verification of the picture that you are taking of this association, you enter into the idea of what you have already presented me with, okay? In what we would term the age of the power of the universe, in the idea that as we measure terms of galactic identity, we still attempt to separate our little self within our own mind. And we wonder why we suddenly seem to be repeating again the same idea of what we have manifest ourselves as. Listen with me. I'm going to read just a little bit to you about the idea of the conversion of a simple location of space-time, of space-time. There you did it. There you did it. There, was that better? That was better. Did you lose? You're not afraid anymore? Now you're afraid. What are you afraid of? I'm afraid I'm going to lose the space-time I am. You're losing it anyway. The space-time you're attempting to hold together in a moment of space-time, okay, was lasting just for that moment in your mind and is now expanding out in the light conversion. Listen, this is an important idea that I'm about to give you. Obviously, the idea that concern me are about the thought process in your mind, not how I appear to be within the idea of the definition, a reflection of myself. The idea that you are not actually a reflection of body formulation are obviously true. You know perfectly well that when you set up a parameter of time in which you recognize other reflected lights that appear to be separate from you in body, you actually formulate within your mind a specific space-time location that's changing all the time. Yet you're afraid that the loss of it will misdirect your body association. Here's why I'm here now in this, what we term a new continuum of time, and we'll decide whether to stay or not in just a moment. As your mind begins to undergo fearful experiences, which is what the idea of space-time is, instead of defending yourself in reflections of light, you release the idea of the darkness, which to you is what light is, and you experience a moment of the conversion of the reflection of the picture of you that you have of yourself as compared to the picture of me that I have of myself. This is what we term conversion of the physical body identity into the recognition of a single body formulation. Now, obviously the idea of that performance is going to give you a great deal of love. Yeah? Say to me, God is love. In other words, the idea that I am going to recognize a faculty in my mind where I momentarily lose the fear of myself are the vitalities that are necessary within the conversion of my mind. There. Yes, you're the one that I was interested in. Now, admittedly, I'm using from another continuum of time a reflection of light. This is galaxies, the idea of galaxies association, that are coming into this procedure. Now, I want to give you just one moment, if I may, in the idea of the concept of yourself, okay, which you are admitting is changing all the time. See, and you've lost your fear that it's going to change. Have you stopped trying to hold on to the idea of this body identity? See, you're so concerned about the idea of occupying your body that you believe it's necessary that you occupy this association. You get old and you get sick and you die. Here's the difference in the idea of quantum. The only concern I could possibly have about you is not the age of your body formulation, even though you are determined to believe it is. My determination is only that at any moment in which you present yourself in a new parameter, the distance of 40,000 years in which you've done a DNA examination of yourself really do not concern me in the slightest, since the only time you could possibly get a reflection of who you are in the idea of yourself is the idea that I have about myself. Now, in that regard, I can set up a frequency of conversion of story lines that we tell each other that will still not be in regard to the distance in time between getting old or young or up and down or frequencies of light. Are you with me? Time lasted but a moment in your mind, with no effect on eternal life. And so is all time over, and everything just the way it is, right there, Oh, I lost it. Oh, there's another body identity over here. No, come on. The body identity is only in your own mind. The question in why you would question him in a body identity is obviously why you're here. In the mind training of the miracle of conversion, of the possibility of location in limitation in space-time, you are utilizing a power of a singularity of reality in yourself. You hear? This is the end of this whole sequence. What if you recognize yourself as the cause? Now, if I decide that I'm going to remain within this frequency of the reflection, I can always set up ideas that there are other body formulations that are contained within the parameter of my limitation. What you're feeling with me is the happiness, and the term is love, because it's a simple idea that you're either going to love the entirety of your idea or you're going to be afraid of yourself. This would have to be true because the only one you could possibly be afraid of is the idea of the organization of yourself in the duplicity of the idea of separation. What you're enjoying with me in the training of your mind, and this is training, is another way that you now begin to look at the idea of the transformation so we can escape out into the universe. The invitation that you have in a quantum idea to come back into here are simply the idea that you know perfectly well that the location that you're in has obviously nothing to do with what you are. Not only is it true, I'm confirming what you already know. Now, if you let it change in the frequency, at a very minimum, you begin to enjoy a recognition of each other, not in this continuum of time, but in a rapid energetic conversion where I know you, since you are in my mind. I am mindful of myself in the particulars of eternal life, and I am therefore mindful of you. And as you are mindful of yourself, I am mindful of myself in the relative idea of past and future relationship in which we enter into this. We enter into this. See how that has changed? Do you see how that has changed? Do you see the difference now in the idea that the world has nothing at all to do with you? You know perfectly well you're in a dark form. Now, you begin to see the light very simply because you're getting a better reflection of yourself. The brightness and the love and the joy that you're feeling were always only in your own mind. You have awakened from the idea of a continuum of time, and you've left this sequence of time. You are no longer in this sequence. That's what I'm offering at this conversion. That's what I'm offering as we expand. And this world has disappeared. And you're in a brand new time. And a new place. Has come and a new place within your life.
My lonely days.
For continuing application. That you can be located in time. That you can be located
at last.
The light is all around
skies above our blue.
And it turns out you were the one
my heart was wrapped in
that I was looking for.
The night I looked
you were
at
the
you.
One.
I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smile, and then the spell was cast.